Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
God wired each of us with specific gifts, abilities, and ways of relating to each other. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. It was a discussion on living your strengths on Connecting Faith, and Dr. Al Winsman, senior consultant for Gallup, joined Joe to help each of us find our sweet spot. Gallup's Strength Finder test is 180 questions and is used to identify signature themes and talents in your life. Joe asked how churches can use the info they glean from Strengths Finder to strengthen and grow their ministries to their communities. And in his response, Al also spoke to whether growth is always the real objective.
Yeah. Well, that's a really good question, and I think some of the premise of what we find with engaged churches, a lot of them use strengths development as a way to engage their people. When we talk about engagement and how I kind of first got involved in this in the first place, why I have a passion for engaged churches, is that back when I first started this 15 years ago, and it's still out there, the whole model of success in the church is to grow numerically, to grow. And if you just follow what the mega churches have done, you will be successful and just put their principles into place. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that a lot of the things that mega churches have done over the years, particularly looking at Willow Creek and Saddleback and looking at the seeker-sensitive model, have really opened the eyes of the church to some things that they need to be doing to relate to people and really welcome them in. But the whole idea that we have to grow numerically, I think is kind of one of those false things that's put out there for us, because I'm from Nebraska and I serve churches in Nebraska, and as I look around Nebraska, and I grew up in a small town in Nebraska, in southeast Nebraska. If you kind of get out into central Nebraska and you look at the small towns that are there, there's not a lot of opportunity for big numerical growth within churches when the last institutions, and this is kind of a sad reality, is usually the local church and the local tavern. Mm. They're usually the last institution standing. And so to kind of be measured by what I would call worldly standards of success within a church, by looking at churches who happen to be in growing demographic and population areas, to compare yourself there, because I know a lot of churches that are doing fabulous work and being a huge source of spiritual strength within communities that have little or no chance of growing their membership by 10% a year because of just the realities of where they live. But so how do we measure success in a way that looks at the sense of spiritual health? Spiritual health is really the goal.